Oh, Mido, good morning, mate.
Good morning, boys.
State of Origin.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts in
Look, it's hard to escape the notion that they blew it. New South Wales were right on top for that second 20 minutes of the first half. They led the game, and somehow they lost their way. I mean, the couple of stats that I thought were most damning were the times tackled in opposition 20 for the second half was 24 Queensland, 3 New South Wales.
Is that right?
And for the entire game, New South Wales spent 61% in their own half of the field. They didn't get many chances to score. They scored 2 tries. Queensland had more chances and could only manage 2. So, look, there's a lot of upside for New South Wales. And, you know, I can understand Daly wanting to pump up his halves.
Sure.
But, like, Trent Hodkinson's playing without confidence at the moment. So, you know, I don't think he needs the rest of New South Wales tearing him down for the next 3 weeks.
No, that's a good point. Good point. All right, well, back into a larger round, round 12 of the NRL. Penrith, mate, will take on the Eels, and I'll get the odds in a second.
Yeah, well, the Panthers have got most of their troops coming back. They've only got, a handful of players, a couple of long-termers out, but they've got their spine of Soward and Wallace back together. The control in the halves, Segui Arrow at hooker, and Matt Moylan plays his 50th game tonight at fullback. I can't see anything but a Panthers win. The Eels are just not gelling at the moment.
No, well, they're the favourites, Panthers, $1.35. Parramatta Eels, $3.30.
Yeah, very much looking more like the Panthers of 2014 instead of the Panthers of 2015. Titans up against the Rabbitohs. So only the one game tonight. This is at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon up there at Cbus Stadium. It's the Rabbitohs, $1.50. The Gold Coast have been playing well, $2.65.
They have been playing a lot of improved football, the
Considering
Titans.
Considering their predicaments.
Yeah, considering all the things that have gone against them this year with on the field and off field issues, they're still struggling to win at home, and I think South might have got the bit of the monkey off the back when they won without Adam Reynolds against the Eels last week. It wasn't all that impressive, but I think they can go up there and win.
All right, we've got $1.90 favourites, Canberra over Brisbane, $1.95.
Yeah, and probably favouritism based on the fact that the Broncos have 6 players expected to back out. Well, I don't know that Justin Hodges will, but the other 5 are a chance of playing for the Broncos. I think defence is the key to this one. The Raiders, they're the top attacking team in the competition, but if you can't hold out the opposition, then they're not much of a chance. I think the Broncos have shown the way in defence this year and can get them down there.
Again, so there's a big watch on this next game. Cowboys, $1.28 up against Manly, $3.75. Kieran Foran comes back for Manly, and we don't know what Cowboys are currently backing up. So
that's
just
right.
Watch this space here.
Kieran Foran selected in the number 7 jersey, which is interesting with Cherry Evans still sidelined with that arm injury. Well, the Cowboys got the job done last weekend against West Tigers without their rep players, which will give them a boost as well. Lachlan Coote is a huge, he's been a revelation really at fullback for them, gives them another option. Ray Thompson was good last week. So they've got some backup and they're playing at home against a Manly side that you just don't know what you're going to get on a week-to-week basis, do you? They were 10-0 up against Penrith at home and lost that game a couple of Monday nights ago. So the Cowboys at home, with or without the Stars.
Okay, the Warriors, $1.28. Newcastle Knights, $3.75.
Hard to go past the Warriors here because the Knights just haven't been performing. They've been the rank disappointment, haven't they? The last couple of months, they started like a house on fire. The Warriors have won 8 of their last 9 against the Knights at Mount Smart, so they should be winners.
It looks like Josh Dugan and Trent Merrin will be backing up for the Dragons up against the Sharks. Plenty of hatred here at Jubilee Oval. That's Sunday, 4 p.m. The price is $1.42, the Dragons, the Sharkies, $3.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to this one. This should be
a
real good contest for the local derby. And they always fire up against each other. You've got Tyson Frizzell up against his old club, Jared Beale, for the Sharks as well, and Jack Bird up against the Dragons. You know, I think the Dragons would be keen to put one over him. They let him slip through their fingers last year to go to Cronulla, and he's been a great find for the Sharks this season. I think the Dragons defensively deserve favouritism. I think they can scrape home, but it should be a good, really good contest.
And finishing the round, the Roosters, $1.55 favourites to the Storm, $2.50.
Yeah, again, a big watch on Origin players here because there's a stack for both sides. The Storm have a lot of trouble winning at Allianz Stadium. They've managed only 4 wins from their last 16 games at that venue. They struggle there more than just about anywhere else. I'm going to go the Roosters at home. The Storm pipped them by a point in Melbourne earlier in the year. Cooper Cronk's field goal yet again. But I think the Roosters at home are good things there.
Beautiful. And you normally find the Origin players backing up. The ones coming out of the winning side normally tend to star. And the ones coming out of the losing side, the Origin backing up, they can struggle a little bit going back to their club footy.
Yeah, and it's, I think, something the coaches really drill into them. The coaches of the Origin sides tell their players to go back to their clubs and put in, and that's generally what they do. So we'll see what happens.
Good on you, Middo. Have a good week.
Thank you, boys.